Blog Talk Radio. With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Against flesh and blood.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
Four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Radio top part of the Sabbath. Worldwide international radio broadcast top part of Sabbath day is now on the air. Top part of Sabbath day. All the camps have been born. They ready to go. Camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They all ready to go for the top part of the Sabbath day. And we live at camp 1. And what we're going to do, we're just going to get something going on, and we're going to find out where else we live at. When the captain kind of goes thumbs up and said, well, where else we live at besides blog talk and pal talk? All right. Excellent. So what we're going to do, we're going to come inside of camp 1 and see whether there's a young lion ready to kind of roar in that microphone. Top part of Saturday. Y'all far be with y'all, so let's see if we are. Meet and greet the young lion called Brother Micaiah. And when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh be to their seed raised.
And Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel, of seed raised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. This day is the Almighty has made, so on. Got a memo saying the elder was speaking the game, and so elder was the kills and was speaking the game, and so we just going to say we throwing a couple of verses on the table until the elder on class number 1 is ready to spread some books out. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young line, what that say that we can read?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And once we understand that the righteous spirit got to be involved, and once the righteous spirit involved, Yahweh will be involved. Because they the one bring the message back to Yahweh and let him know where you are right. That is day job. Everybody got a lot to do. Matter of fact, let's read that. Let's go to a book called Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1. Let's find out if what I just said is that so. Let's look at Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1, and let's find out what is the duties of the ministry spirits of Yahweh. We look at Enoch, chapter 20. And we'll look right down in verse 1 there, young man. Let's find out exactly what they're doing to do. Come on.
The book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, these are the names of the ministering spirits who watch.
And what they do, they just watch. Everything that you got going on, they're keeping it. And how do they move according to 1:14 of Ezekiel. Tell me, how do they operate? Do they got to flag anybody down how they operate in Ezekiel 1:14? Okay. How do they operate that we can read? Come on.
Going over to the book of Ezekiel. We want chapter 1.
Verse 14.
And we want verse 14.
Yes, sir.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 14 reads, and the living creatures ran and return as the appearance of a flash of light.
So that's how they operate. The living creatures, which call Yahweh's ministering spirit, they be looking at you, they run to report on you, and get back before you even finish your first sentence. That's how they roll. And that's how we got to roll. And, appearance of a flash of lightness when it comes down to Yahweh's word. That's how we got to roll. So once we roll the way Yahweh got it written, we all right in Yahweh. We're going to Baruch chapter 4. We're going to run to Baruch chapter 4, because Baruch chapter 4, see over there in the 45th chapter of Jeremiah, we're not going to read. Oh, Baruch got the silence in it. He started thinking everything was about him. He had him putting him a nice big old home. And all of a sudden, Yahweh was down giving him a cast of southern kingdom. And he started out by in Jeremiah 14:45:1, oh, Lord, it's me. And he told Jeremiah, if you go back and tell Baruch, I should kill Baruch. But he worried about himself. This thing about building the nation in grand style. I'm going to let him live, but he better change his whole tune and put Yahweh first. That's what he got to do. Baruch chapter 4, 1 through 6, verse 25 and 28. What is that, young lion?
The book of Baruch, chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6, 25, and verse 8.
And 28.
I mean, verse
and
28.
And 28. Yahweh be to Moses. Moses D. Help Israel. And Yada Israel, the lead teacher out of Camp 1, is spreading the books out. And that's the great thing. Yahweh be with y'all. Baruch chapter 4, 1 down to verse 6, 25, and 28. What does it say?
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, 25, and 28. That's one read. This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh. And the law that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life.
All that keep it shall come to life.
But such as leave it shall die.
And if you leave the what? What will make you die again?
If you leave the law, you shall die.
If you leave the law that's written in this book, according to Baruch, Baruch got to be cleaned up to say that. Hold up, let me show you something. Let me show you why Baruch talking like that. Put a marker there and back up to Jeremiah 45. Let me show you why Baruch's saying that now. Saying the way he was talking. See, sometimes, like a snail, you got to put some vibe on a snail and make it move quick, right? Let's see what happened to Baruch in 45 verse 1 of Jeremiah. Let's see what makes Baruch talk the way he's talking now. Let's see, can we read anything about Baruch? 45 verse 1, young mind, what does it say?
The book of Baruch, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 45, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, the words that Jeremiah the seer spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah. He had written these words in a book in the mouth of Jeremiah the seer in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yahdah Judah, saying, verse 2, thus said Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel, unto you, O Baruch. Verse 3, you did it say, woe is me now, for Yahweh bless you. Verse 2, thus said Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel, to you, O Baruch.
What did he say?
Verse 3,
what did he say?
You did say, woe is me now, for Yahweh has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Verse 4, thus shall you say unto him, the Yahweh said thus, behold, that when I have built, will I break down, and that which I have planted, I will pluck up, even the whole land. 5, and seekest you great things for yourself. Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, but your life will I give unto you for a prey.
So you see, he told Baruch, he said, Baruch, now you are the war as you. So you are taking this thing all about everybody. You'll put everybody aside, and now you think about yourself. See? So now he said to Baruch, oh Baruch, I should kill you, Baruch. But I'm going to let you live to talk and talk. You get ready and talk right now back in Baruch. Now, come back to Baruch again and see what you say again over there in Baruch. Now, after Yahweh threatened the real world, let's see how he's talking now.
Okay, the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verses 1 down to 6, 25, and verse 28. The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1 reads, "This is the book of the law of Yahuwah, and the law that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die." Verse 2, "Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated." Verse 3, "Give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation." Verse 4, "O Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasing to Yahuwah are made known unto us." Verse 5, "Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Israel." Verse 6, "You were sold to the nations, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahuwah to wrath, you were delivered unto the enemy."
So now you see clearly why you in the hand of the enemy, because you moved Yahuwah to wrath. See, when you got Yahuwah up front doing what he's saying, and you don't bring him to look at you side eye through the mental spirit, then you got something going on for yourself. But that's what he's saying. You've been sold to the enemy because you got a calling on you, and you is not keeping your end of the bargain, so now you've been sold to your enemy. What verse is that? What verse is that? Now we'll see what it says in verse 25. What it says in verse 25?
Verse 25. The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 25.
Listen good.
25 reads,
My children,
suffer patiently the wrath that has come upon you from Yahuwah. For your enemy has persecuted you.
Yes.
But shortly you shall see his destruction.
Here's the man saying, he said, your enemies, they'll done you some damage. But take it, what kind of way?
You shall see his destruction.
And take it, what kind of way? What kind of way do you take it?
Oh, he's trying to say, come upon, oh, you can take it, suffer patiently.
He said, you don't start running all up and down your house when something jump off. Take that patiently. Now I need a precept on that, Mother Eve. Let's go to the 14th chapter of Acts. I need a precept on that. He said, now, when you in trouble, take it patiently, because Yahuwah is down to prove you. He can use pain when it's hot. Yahuwah is to prove you. So, in the 12th chapter, is that right? What verse I want? I want a verse out of the book of Isaiah. Out of the book of Isaiah. Let's see what I want out of Isaiah. Well, I said like 14:22, something like that. Is that what I need, Elvis, young line, whatever? What do I need? I need a precept. So what do I need that confirms what we're saying? Thank you, Elvis. 14:22, that's right. 14:22, that's the precept I need. But what do you say?
Isaiah
14:22. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 14:22. Backed up with Moses at 16:33 of St. John. Back to back. Listen to this. Matter of fact, read Baruch again. Read that verse 25 again.
Okay. The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 25. 25 reads, "My children, suffer patiently the wrath that is coming upon you from Yahuwah."
You didn't say it. supplication. Go to the rap for me.
Yahuwah.
Supplication. Come on, mother. 14, 12. Yes. No. Verse 22.
I will raise up again.
No. Now, come on back to Acts. I'm all over the place. Did I ever say Acts?
You
said Acts first. Okay, but that's the point I'm making. So when when the sea all over the place, y'all got to put that real to me. Okay. We ain't going to blind him. We ain't going to blind him about him because we know one thing about it. If we can't read, we got to put you up on the aisle of suspects. We got to read this thing. Now while we do that, Moses, give me 15 of Acts. Let me explain something to you. See, we have to make sure we're on point.
Acts 15:15.
Acts 15:15.
And when they had disagreed the words of the seer, as it is written.
Yeah. So believe the seer, but what kind of way? If he all over the place now, wait a minute, see, you all over the place now. We can't read nothing you saying, man. See? We got to hold everybody accountable in this thing, man. 14:22.
Do something. But I won't know who the we is
last two lines of Second Chronicles 22 verse 10. Who is the we got to do this suffering first? Last two lines in Second Chronicles 22 verse 10.
22 verse 10.
Yeah. Second Chronicles 22 verse 10, the last 2 lines.
Second Chronicles chapter 22 verse 10, last 2 lines. Okay. She arose and destroyed all the seed of the family of Judah.
So, who is on record as being seen royal?
Judah.
So Judah is the seen royal. So that is the message for seen royal. I'm saying one thing, Judah. You have to go through much tribulation because you are the main tribe. So if you Judah and you ain't going through no tribulation, then I'm going to put the out of suspect on you because I know the Bible is right. Judah going to go through how much tribulation? Much tribulation because they are the lean tribe.
Hallelujah. Well,
the lean tribe. Now, precept that mother D of Israel in 4:17 of 1 Peter. Precept that. And keep Judah in mind. Because Judah is the lean tribe, and he must go through much tribulation because of his position of being the lead tribe. So if you know you are bloodline Judah, and you ain't going through nothing, then I'm going to put the eye of suspect on you because you're not lined up with the book. So what we read in 1 Peter 4, 17, Mother Kingdom Israel.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahuwah.
The temple of Yahuwah, and it's aimed at who?
And
it's aimed at who? Hold that point. Brother Micaiah, back up to Judges chapter 2, verse. Let's see. 2 verse 1 2. Who is it aimed at? Who is it aimed at in Judges chapter 2? Make it 1 and 2. Who is it aimed at? And judgment must begin where? In Judges chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
Okay. The book of Judges chapter 1 verses 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahuwah, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? Verse 2, and Yahuwah said, thy Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
And that is one of the greatest mysteries in understanding the Bible. It's been delivered into the hand of Judah. So now back up and what is told to Judah with that mindset in 14 verse 9 and numbers. So what is told to the lead tribe in 14 verse 9? Keep your mind on the lead tribe in Judah. He must go up first. So before the death of Joshua, this is what he says in 14 verse 9. What he said we can read in 14 verse 9. This is what he said to him.
The book of Numbers, chapter 14, and we want verse number 9. The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9 reads, only rebel not you against Yahuwah, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bred for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahuwah is with us. Build
teaching that man, man, Judas. He's telling you, Judas, listen, Judas. Stop all this fearing on what you got to do. Because we clear that somebody is pushing buttons to hold these nations together. And then, and where they operate, Mother G of Israel, in Revelation 2:24, let me show you how they operate. Revelation 2:24. Let me show you how they operate. This is how they operate. Revelation 2:24. Let me show you how they operate. See, anytime you surprise on how they operate, look what he told John to put down in the book of Revelation in 2:24.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 24.
Right.
But unto you I say,
right,
and unto the rest in
King Talabama. Go ahead.
As many as have not this doctrine.
See, if you don't have this doctrine.
And which have not known the depth of faith.
And you don't know the depth of faith. You don't know how far he'll go. This man will go all the way, and you pick the people, and they're going all the way. See, that's why we always surprised when he covers something else. Why are you surprised? You got to know the what, mother?
The depth of Satan. As they speak, I will put upon you none other burden.
He said, I ain't going to put no other burden on you, but you got to know the one.
The depths of Satan.
You got to know that. You can't be surprised when this man telling you, when somebody telling you something and somebody come from nowhere and start talking with you. You got to know that he's going all the way on you. And you know what Yahweh said? You made it plain, Brother Micaiah. In Luke 22, verse 28 down to verse 32. We're going to stop it right there. And we're going to get out the way and pass to our elders. Because you got to know the depth of this man. This man is on, because you know his time is short. So look what we can read. Luke 22, 28, 32. Oh, look at me.
The book of Luke, chapter 22. Verse 28 down to verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
28 read.
What?
You are they which have continued with me in my temptations.
Yes.
29. And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
And I appointed you a kingdom. But when you get to this kingdom, you have a job to do, Mother Lee. And 2:26 to 28 of Revelation, I'm showing you the job you have to do. Now, once you get to where you got to get to, you will have a job to do. And Revelation 2:26 down to verse 28, make it down to 29. Let's see what you got to do. Now, once you get there, Revelation chapter 2, 26 down to verse 29, listen good. Yes.
Verse 26. He that overcomes and keeps my works until the end.
You got to keep his works. How long, Mother?
Until the end.
Until the end.
To him will I give power over the nation.
If you keep his works until he shuts you down, what you got coming?
Power.
Over him.
Over the nation.
Go ahead. And you're going to rule the nations with a piece of cotton. Now, mother, if you rule somebody with a rod of iron, what can you paint that picture for me? That make you a what? You're going to be a what? Anybody got a rod of iron in his hand, he's a dictator. If I got a rod of iron in my hand and I don't like what you're doing, I am a dictator. I'm going to have a rod of iron in my hand. A dictator. You're a leader. That means when you got the rod of iron, you got the first word and the line and the last word. When you got a rod of iron in your hand, you got the first and last word. You showed one of them grandbabies a rod of iron. Grandma, what you want me to do, Grandma? Look what you got in your hand. You got a rod of iron in your hand. If you hit me anywhere with a rod of iron, I'm going to be busted up. So I got to listen to you quick. That's right. A rod of iron. Yahweh say, if you overcome this thing, you'll be over the nation, and your weapon you're going to have is a rod of iron. Is that what we read? Go ahead and read some more about it.
As the vessel
of a prophet. Watch this down. Wait a minute, Mom. You mean that Chris has been told us everybody's going to be on the same level and all that? See, that's Christianity. He's telling you if you overcome it, you have a rod in your hand. If anybody get out of line, what's going to happen again? You be one? Oh, I can't hear nothing. I don't know. Maybe you just ain't seen what that book is saying. See, if we know our position coming, we will have a rod of iron in our hand. And he said, with that rod of iron, anytime you swing it, something's going to do what? Be what? Be broken. If you're even more angry, it's going to be broken. If you're even more in need, hit inside the head, it will be broken. Yahweh is going to give you his power when you overcome where you at. And understand the truth of reincarnation and the resurrection of the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the promise you got. Keep reading the model.
Even as I receive of my promise, and I will heal him the morning star. 14:9. Verse 29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the congregation.
Of the children of Israel, Judah leads. So if you overcome this thing, that is your position in the kingdom. So whatever they are doing to you, Yahweh will put you in position to rule those that make it. You will have in your hand a rod of iron to bring any nation down at your will. We're going to stop right there. That's enough. We're going to turn on to our elders so we meet the elders a little more. As you say, Elder, Yahdah Israel, tribe of Yahdah Israel, lead, teach out of Camp 1. Y'all been there, see Roy.
And for
that, you
see Israel, and see Roy,
out
of Luke,
Yahdah.
throwing the catcher off.
Hallelujah.
So we got to know the sign.
in order to be in tune with our Maker, right? But we're going to open up in the book of Luke. Let me see if I can get a few in, and then I'm going to bring that young line in. Mother E. Israel, let's write in that Luke. Let's get up some Luke on the table. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother E. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have been able to teach you why we believe that. In that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And let's be better, Mother Z. Let's run to the book of St. John. St. John 14:15 to 1:24 and verse 26. Book of St. John, Mother, we Israel see you right here, chapter 14:15, 21:24 and verse 26. Mother, let's peep at that right quick. So the righteous minister spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And we hang out and meet you on the fact that that's why we run this race. Knowing that Yahweh got aid and assistance laying in the wing, right? But let's look at that St. John 14, Mother Z. Verse number 15:21, 24, and verse 26.
14:15.
Verse 21, verse 24, and verse number 26. Let's take a close look at this righteous minister spirit before we dive into a little bit of this feast day that's getting ready to come around to being there. But look at St. John there, Mother Z.
St. John chapter 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15, verse 21, verse 24, and verse 26. St. John chapter 14, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
If ye love me, keep my Torah instruction.
Yeah, why the son say, if you love me, right,
mm-hmm.
you keep my Torah instructions. Mm-hmm. But hold that point there, Mazi. Let's see. He made another statement about them Torah instructions. Mother, yeah. Right to the book of St. John 7, verse number 16. 16 and 17. What did he say? St. John 7, 16 and 17, Mother, yeah.
St. John chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh the Son answered them and said,
what do you say?
My doctrine is not mine,
mm-hmm.
but his that sent me.
You can look at what I put on the table, it's not really mine, but it's his that sent me.
Right.
But he gave me all authority, so I say it's mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
If any man will do his will.
So he said, if any man will do his will, we know his will, according to Psalm 48, is the Torah instruction, the first five books of Moses, right?
Okay.
So if any man or woman do his will, what about it?
He shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Yahweh's Father or whether I speak of myself.
But he says, if you do his will, you know of the doctrine, whether it be of the Father, or I'm just doing my own thing, right?
Yeah.
But let's run back to that St. John 14. So y'all probably the son of verse 14, 15, what did he say?
So go back to 15?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind. St. John 14, 15, let's hear that again.
St. John chapter 14, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. If ye love me, keep my Torah instructions.
They say, if you love me, you keep my Torah instructions. Go ahead. He had a right to say it belonged to him, right, Mother?
Right.
Let's run to the book of St. John 16, Mother. Let's see if we can pull it out. St. John 16, verse number 13. 13 through 16. Mother E. Israel, see, let's read a little bit of that.
Thank you.
St. John 13, 16, 13 to 15 is all we need.
St. John 16:13-15.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see how he prays it in the 16th chapter of St. John.
St. John chapter 16, verses 13-15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come,
mm-hmm.
he will guide you into all truth.
So we know the truth is the total instruction of Yahuwah, the word of Yahuwah, according to St. John 17:17, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
Peter. For he shall not speak of himself,
mm-hmm.
but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
Uh-huh.
And he will show you things to come.
Verse 14. Yes, ma'am.
He shall honor me.
You say he ain't gonna boast about himself. He gonna honor me, go ahead.
For he shall receive of mine
mm-hmm.
and shall show it unto you.
But that's where the Son is, in a way, he's giving us how the order is set up, the protocol. So the minister spirit ain't jump when you say jump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, what do you
say? Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
All things that the Father has are mine.
But he said, look at everything that the Father has, it belongs to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's mine, go ahead.
Therefore said I,
mm-hmm.
that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
So when he said that, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He's talking right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the Father has belongs to him as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, if you love me, keep my Torah instructions. St. John 14:21, what do you say, Mother Lee?
St. John chapter 14, verse 21.
Yes,
verse
ma'am.
21. He that has my Torah instructions.
He that has my Torah instructions.
And keep it them.
Hold on. That's a twofold message there, Mother Lee. So you gotta have this thing, but you gotta be a doer of this thing, right?
Hallelujah.
Not the ear is gonna be justified, according to Romans 2, verse 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the doer shall be justified before Yahuwah. Mm-hmm. So he said, he that have my Torah instructions and keep it them, what about it?
And keep it them.
Mm-hmm.
He it is that love me.
So he said, the one that keeps my Torah instructions, those are the ones that are all right with me, right?
Right.
So here we go.
And he or she that love me shall be loved of my Father.
So here we go.
And I will love him or her
mm-hmm.
and will manifest myself to him or her.
Verse 24, what do you say?
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
He that love me.
He that loveth me.
Not keepeth not my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine.
And what I'm bringing to the table is not mine,
but the Father which sent me.
He said, hey, this is my Father's business that I take care of.
Right.
So here we go.
Sent me, verse 26.
What do you say?
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
But the comfort which is the righteous spirit.
But the comforter which is the righteous spirit. Go ahead.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things. Bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
So he said that he's going to teach you all things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring all things back to your remembrance. But let's see, Peter made a statement about bringing it back to your remembrance. If we can read that, Mother D.F. Israel, it's like to the book, 2 Peter, I believe what I'm looking for here. Let's get 2 Peter chapter 1, Mother D.F. Israel of Zero. And let's take it to that verse number 10. And let's read down to 10 through 12. 2 Peter chapter 1. Mother D.F. Israel, see you,
Royal.
Come on with it. Come on.
Second offense.
Second Peter chapter 1. Let's keep that 10 through 12. Okay, Second Peter 1, 10 through 12. Mother D.F. Israel, see you, Royal.
Second Peter chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 10 through 12.
Okay. Second Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 12.
Yes, ma'am. You want to pick that up, young line, right quick?
Yeah.
Pick up that 2 Peter 1, 10 to 12.
All right. The book is 2 Peter. Well, chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
And we're going verses 10 through 12. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10, reads,
mm-hmm.
Wherefore, rather, brother,
mm-hmm.
give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
Sweet.
For if you do these things, you shall never fall.
Verse
11,
come on.
Verse
11. Mm-hmm.
For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly,
mm-hmm.
and to the everlasting kingdom of our Yahweh the Father and Savior, Yahweh the Son.
So our Yahweh is Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
He also our Savior, right? Verse number 12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things.
Good.
Though you know them and be established in the present truth.
So he said, I'm not going to be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. But let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 8, Mother D of Israel. Let's speak of Isaiah chapter 8. Let's speak of it at 16 to 20. Okay, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 through 20. Mother D of Israel, see you right here.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse
yes,
16 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Bind up the testimony.
To bind up the testimony, go ahead.
Seal the law among my disciples.
So he says, seal the Torah instructions among my followers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17, what do you say?
17.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the family of Israel.
So the seer Isaiah say, look here. Yahweh might be hiding his face now, but I'm going to wait upon that Yahweh, right?
And I will look for him.
Either not only I'm going to wait, but I'm going to be trying to find the man, right? Go ahead, verse number 18, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me
mm-hmm.
are for signs and for wonders.
Good.
In Israel.
Good.
From Yahweh of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Judah.
In Mount Judah, Yahweh Judah. Yes. They say, oh, I and the children whom thou hast given me
mm-hmm.
are for signs and wonders in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
From Yahweh. So, Israel, this thing begins and ends with you. And in particular, the fourth tribe of Israel, right? Yahweh, it begins and ends.
Yeah.
Hold that point up, Mother Gia, because Yahweh, he not really. I mean, I know the nations, other 17 nations, they trying to buy their time, but you can't get in step with what Yahweh got on the table. Well, she's just going to be on the fence outside looking in, right? And we know what's on the outside, according to Revelation 22. What are you saying out there, abomination and all this stuff? Let's read that, Mother Z. Let's see if I can pull that out of Revelation. I think it's 22. Is that the one I'm looking for? Look at Revelation 22. What's on the outside, Mother Z, Israel? See, Roy, Revelation chapter 22. And let's be let me see which verse we're looking for here.
Six.
Revelation 22, verse what?
15.
Verse 15. What's on the outside there, Mother?
Revelation chapter 22, verse 15.
Yes,
verse
ma'am.
15.
Mm-hmm.
For with thy are dogs.
Without a dog.
And scorpions.
And sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
Wait.
And whoremongers.
Whoremongers.
And murderers.
Murderers.
And idolaters.
Idolaters. And
whosoever love and make a lie.
So we don't want to be on the outside looking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to Isaiah 8. And let's think of that verse 19 and 20. So he said that I and the children whom you have gave me are for signs and for wonders in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 19, what did he say?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19 and 20, verse 19. And when they shall say to you, speak unto them that have familiar spirits.
But he said, when they say unto them, say unto you, speak unto them that have familiar spirits, and what?
And unto wizards that teach.
Go ahead.
And that mother.
They say wizards. They got their mouth going, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know, of course, the book of Psalm 50, verse 16 and 17, a young lion from the tribe of Yahdah. What did he have to say about those that are sorcerers and wizards, that people and mother? What did Yahweh say to him in the book of Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 and 17, young lion? What did he say about them?
Psalm 50, 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
16 reads.
What he said?
But unto the wicked.
But unto the wicked, right?
Yahweh said.
What he said?
What has you to do with them? What has you to do to declare my law? Or that you should take my covenant in your mouth?
He said, look at wicked. You know, the one, the wizard, and the familiar spirit. He said, what do you got to do that you're going to take my statutes? And that you got my covenant in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17, what did he say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you hate instructions and cast my words behind you.
So Yahweh said they shouldn't be peeping or muttering, right? The book of Isaiah. Verse
20,
what did he say?
Verse
20. Yes, ma'am.
And the Torah instructions and to the testimonies.
Read like you see it, Dad.
Huh?
Read like you see it. To the law.
To the law and to the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no life in them.
They say to the law. To the testimony, right?
Mm-hmm.
They speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light in them.
Mm-hmm.
But let's run to St. John, Molly. Let's see that this light. Because he said, let's get it in the book of Jubilee. Let's see what Yahweh told him in Jubilee, round 15, Mother. What did he say in Jubilee? Around chapter 15, I believe I'm looking for here. Jubilee chapter 15, what did he say to the nation's mother? Picking up at verse 29. Look at Jubilee chapter 15, verse 29 to 32, mother. What did Yahweh say to the nation's mother? Look at Jubilee chapter 15, 29 to 32. Yes, ma'am. Look at Jubilee 15. 29 to 32, what did he say concerning the two main branches of the 17 nations? The one with the wood and the other with the rock. What did he say to them? You know, everybody, they either pick up the wood or the rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Rita. What did y'all say to the two main branches?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 29. 15, verses 29 to 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
For the commandments is ordained for a covenant.
So he said the Torah structure, the commandments is ordained for a covenant, right?
Right.
That they what?
That they should observe it forever among all the children of Israel.
Now you say that the Torah structure is for a commandment, a men of covenant, right? That they may observe it amongst the family of Israel, the children of Israel, right?
Right.
Verse number 30, what do you say?
Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
For Israel.
Mm-hmm.
For Israel and his son.
And his descendants, what about?
And his brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau.
So because Israel, he came up with the song of worship, right? Moon and the stars and all that good stuff, right?
Okay.
Esau, he came up with the wood guy, right?
because they are the children of Abraham.
Yeah, they came out of the bloodline of Abraham, right?
Because...
Hold on, but...
Okay.
They came out of the bloodline of Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if that's a known fact. Let's read the second Chronicles right quick. Chapter 1. Did Israel and Esau come out of the bloodline of Abraham? Is the question on the table. And we want to answer. We know the only way we can get our answer is we got to turn the pages, right?
Hallelujah.
That's the only way we get our answer in VOTTY. We ain't got too much to say. We got a whole lot to read. Let's look at our first Chronicles. Let's see if I can pull out from Abraham and his descendants.
First
Chronicles. I believe I'm looking for Mother Lee. I'm just trying to lay my eyes on me some Abraham here. Well, yeah, Abraham, picking up about 34. Let's see what we're working with here, Mark. Let's see if we can get a fact of witness that Ishmael and Esau, they can brag about some Abraham, right? But let's see what's going on with that, Mark.
First Chronicles,
chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse 34. Let's see who all come out of the bloodline of Abraham here. That's on the table. First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 34. Mother Israel, see you, Roy.
First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham begot Isaac.
Abraham begot Isaac.
The son of Isaac, Esau, and Isaac.
Esau and Israel.
Oh, that's right. Esau and Israel.
So Abraham begat Isaac. The son of Isaac was Esau and Israel, right? Mm-hmm. So we got Esau on the tip. Let's see if we get some Ishmael somewhere around here. Verse 28, what do you say? Verse 28, I know Ishmael is somewhere around here,
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
The sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael.
So the son of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael. So it's a true statement that Ishmael and Esau came out of the bloodline of Abraham, right?
Right.
That's a true statement.
Right.
We bagged it up with a precept, right?
Yeah.
And through that precept, we get understanding. Right. That's the way it goes. Jeremiah 15, verse number 30, Mother Esau. Let's see what we get. We're going to cut this short, but we're going to get all we need, and we're going to move on down the road.
Jubilee chapter 15, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
For Ishmael and his son,
yes, ma'am,
and his brethren,
and
Esau,
mm-hmm,
the Yahweh did not cause to approach him.
Uh-huh.
And he chose them not. Because they are the children of Abraham,
mm-hmm,
because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people.
Now, we don't need nobody to interpret that, do we? It's saying what it says. Yahweh mean what he mean, ain't that right?
Right.
He say you're not choose Ishmael or Esau, right?
Right.
Because he knew exactly what he created them for, ain't that right? You know what he created them for? But let's run back to that.
You don't want to go no
further. All right, that's all we need, Mother. We just want to get our point, and we're going to move on down the road. But let's run back to that Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, Mother dear Israel. Let's see if we can roll off from that. Isaiah 8, verse 20. Let's see what that's like.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
To the law and to the testimony.
To the law and to the testimony. Come up.
If they speak not according to this word.
Yes, ma'am.
It is because there is no life in them.
So we know that Yahweh did not even allow Ishmael or Esau. So get anywhere near here, right? And we know that he set up over them some minister spirits. The minister spirit is on the right hand, on the left hand side, is that right? Well, let's keep that this light right quick. And I'm gonna get ready. see if we can get this light on the table. What is this light? St. John 12, 35, 36, Mother Zeke.
St. John 12.
35 and 36. What about this light? St. John 12, 35 and 36. What about this light, Mother?
St. John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 35.
Uh-huh.
Then Yahweh said unto them.
Then Yahweh the Son said unto them what?
Yet a little while is the light with you.
So he's saying that to them. Yet a little while is the light with you. Go ahead.
Walk while ye have the light.
Mm-hmm.
Let darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he or she go.
But he or she that walk in darkness, they don't have a clue about what's going on, right?
All right.
Verse 36, what
do
you say?
Verse 36.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 36.
Mm-hmm. While ye have light.
Believe in the light.
Go ahead.
That ye might be the children of light.
You might be the family of light. Go ahead.
These things spoke Yahweh and departed and did hide himself from them.
Verse number 45, what did he say? 45, 46. What did he say, Mother Lisa?
45.
Thank God. 12,
45, 46. St. John 12, verse 45 and 46.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 45. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me.
Come on, 46.
Verse 46. I am come a light unto the world.
I am come a light unto the world.
That whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness.
And whosoever believe on me shall not abide in darkness. Let's look at St. John 11, young lion from the tribe of young God Judah. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. So he said, he that believeth on me, you won't be walking with Satan the devil, right? The book of St. John 11, verse 9 and 10, what do you say about this life, young lion?
Okay, going over to the book of St. John, chapter 11, and we want verse 9, and we want verse 10.
Yes, sir.
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9 reads.
Read.
Yahweh the Son answered, are there not 12 hours in the day?
Are there not 12 hours in the day?
If any man walk in the day, he stumble not.
Mm-hmm.
Because he sees the light of this world.
Number
10. 10.
Mm-hmm.
But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him.
So you can't just get in line with everybody on the table, right? Because Yahweh said that if they don't have the light, can't be following them because they will cause you to stumble. But let's go to the book, First John.
First John.
We're going to run this light all the way as far as we can run it, yeah. First John chapter 1. Mother, see if Israel see you run.
What was the last verse you read?
We good to go, Mother. We good to go. Let's find the First John chapter 1. We'll come back that way if Yahweh will. First John chapter 1, Mother, see if Israel. Let's think of that verse number 4. Let's read 4 through 10. Let's get it all in that Mother Dear Israel. First John chapter 1. 4 through 10. Mother Dear Israel of Seed Royal.
First John.
First John chapter 1.
Verse
4 through 10. Mother Dear Israel of Seed Royal.
First John chapter 1, verses 4 to 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And these things write we unto you.
Yes, ma'am.
That your joy may be full. message which we have heard of him and declared unto you.
Yes, ma'am.
That Yahweh is light.
Yahweh is light.
And in him is no darkness at all.
But Yahweh is his light, right? Mm-hmm. And in him is no darkness at all. Go ahead and get up.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
If we say that we have fellowship with him.
Now, if we say that we are on his team, right? Mm-hmm. What about it?
And walk in darkness.
But we creep it in the dark, right? Go ahead, get up.
We lie.
We do a what?
Lie.
We know there's a whole lot of, you know, we've been talking about this wood of Saul, right? They say they know him, right? But everything they got on tape is about Satan, ain't that right? First day of the week, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's, all about Satan. Well, Satan wants you to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
But they say they walk in some light. They know some Yahweh, right? Go ahead, we know.
And do not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
But if we walk in the light.
But we gotta walk in the light, right? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
As he is in the light,
mm-hmm.
we have fellowship one with another.
Go ahead.
And the blood of Yahweh the Son is his. Okay.
The blood of Yahweh the Son,
his Son, cleans us from all sin.
Now we gotta be certain about who the us and the we and all that good stuff we're talking about, right? Because you know everybody think we us and we, right? Verse 8, what do you say?
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
If we say that we have no sin.
Now if we say we ain't, you know, I've been, you know, like a rich young ruler. I kept all this from my youth. Go ahead, read out.
We deceive ourselves.
We fool in our own self, right?
And the truth is not in us.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
If we confess our sins.
But we got to do what?
Confess our sins.
Hold on. Let's see. We got to confess our sins. Now, you know, the Christians, they roll with that, right? But, Mother E, it's a little bit more to the game than that, man.
Mark chapter 1,
verse 14 and 15. Mother E. Israel will see right here.
Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Mark chapter 1, verse 14.
What do you say?
Now after that, John was put in prison.
After that John was put in prison, what about?
Yahweh the Son came unto Galilee.
Yahweh the Son came into Galilee.
Teaching the covenant of the kingdom of Yahweh the Father.
So he was preaching the gospel. And we know that the gospel is the covenant, right? Of the kingdom of Yahweh the Father, right? Verse 15, what do you say?
15. And saying.
Saying what?
The time is fulfilled.
The time is fulfilled.
And the kingdom of Yahweh the Father is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Repent you and believe the covenant.
So they say, repent you. Now that's a big statement there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that you he's talking about? We want to find out, Mother Z. First of Matthew. We're going to walk this thing down right quick, Mother Z. Matthew chapter 3. We ain't going to jump the gun. We're going to put it all together. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Let's see that 1 and 2, 5 and 6, Mother Z. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Five or six, let's see if we can get a name who this repent thing is all pointed to. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Five and six, Mother Z. Israel, Z. Russell.
Matthew chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 and 2. Skip down 5 and 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I will send my...
Well, yes. Matthew's 3.
Matthew chapter 3,
verse
1
and
2.
Verse
5
and
6. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and
2,
verse 5 and
6. Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
In those days come John the Baptist
mm-hmm.
teaching in the wilderness of Yahdah Judah.
So John was in the teaching in the wilderness of Yahdah Judah, right?
Right.
Verse number 2, what did he say?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And said.
Said what?
Repent ye.
Repent you.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Verse number 5, what did he say, Mother?
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Then went out to him, Jerusalem.
Hello, Mother. Jerusalem ain't went nowhere. Jerusalem ain't got no legs to walk.
Then went out to him,
mm-hmm.
Yahdah Judah.
Go ahead.
And all Yahdah Judah and all the
region
round and about Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing thy sins.
So he said, went out to him, all Yahdah Judah, right? Confessing they sins. So this repent thing was geared to who?
Yahdah
Judah, right? Let's see if we can read that. Where it's going to jump off at. Young lady, Brother Makai Israel, what was this whole game plan was going to jump off at? Let's run to the book of Acts. Let's get it out of the new book. The book of Acts chapter 1. Where was it going to jump off at? Verse number 6 to 8. How was this thing going to go down? What is the protocol, young lady? Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 10. 6 to 8, what do you say?
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 down to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 reads,
what do you read?
When they therefore were come to gather,
mm-hmm.
they asked of him, saying,
say what?
Yahweh, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
A kingdom to Israel. Say, will you
Israel.
At this time restore again the kingdom? They all they talking to Yahweh, Judah, and Israel. That's all I hear. Verse
7,
what
did
he say? Verse 7. Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
It is not for you to know the time
mm-hmm.
or the season
uh-huh.
which the Father has put in his own power.
Verse 8, what did he say?
Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
But you shall receive power
mm-hmm.
after
after that, the righteous spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Yada Judah and in all Yada Judah,
and
in Samaria, and unto the outermost part of the earth.
We ain't talking Yada Judah. We got another word on the table called Samaria, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's working up there in Samaria? Let's go to the book of St. John, mother. Because y'all put aside, he had to make the stop now, right? He had to make a stop. And let's see if we can read in St. John chapter 4. And let's pick it up at verse number, let's pick it up at verse number 1. Let's read it until we get our statement we're looking for. He had need to stop in Samaria, now didn't he? St. John chapter 4, pick it up at verse 1, and let's read a little bit until we get our statement. St. John chapter 4, verse number 1, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
St. John chapter 4, verses 1, reads, when therefore Yahweh knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yahweh's son made and baptized more disciples than Jonah,
Verse 2.
Though Yahweh the Son himself baptized him, but his disciples.
Verse 3. Yes, ma'am.
He left Judah and departed again into Galilee.
Verse 4, what did he say?
Verse 4. He must needs go through Samaria.
We had a purpose and a reason that he needed to go through Samaria, right? Because we know that this thing was going to jump out with Yahweh, Judah, and Samaria. Now, who is holding the trump card for Samaria, I wonder? We know who Yahweh, Judah, that's the lead tribe, right? But what about these Samaritans? What are they working with, Mother? Prince King 16. Let's see who's sitting over there in a place called Samaria. First Kings 16, verse 23 and 24. Mother E. Israel C. Roy. I'm trying to get through this thing, but we find out that to repent, it was only Yahweh, Judah, and Samaria was in lead for this repent thing. But let's look at the book of First Kings, Mother.
23
and
24. First Kings, chapter 16, verse
23
and 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
In the third
and the 30th and first year, Asa,
king
of Judah, began Omri. Omri to reign over Israel.
We got Judah and Israel on the table, right? Go ahead.
12 years. 6 years reigned he in
Tarzara. 24, what did he say?
24. And he bought the hills.
Samaria?
Shimra for 2 talents. Of silver.
Good.
And built on the hill and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shemar, owner of the hill.
Samaria. Verse 29.
Yes, ma'am. And in the 30th and 8th year of Asa,
yes, ma'am,
king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omar, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of...
You said 29. Yes, ma'am.
That's what I meant.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, read out.
The son of Omri, reigned over Israel and Samaria 22 years.
So the son of Omri reigned over Israel all right?
Okay.
Let's write to our mother's feet. Let's write to the book of Sirach right quick. Let's see how Yahweh laid it out for mother's feet. Sirach chapter 17, I believe I'm looking for here. Book of Sirach 17, mother's feet, Israel of Seed Royal. And let's see at verse number 23 through 26. Sirach 17, verse 23 through 26. Mother's feet, Israel of Seed Royal. So Yahweh put repentance on the table. So far we can read in this for Yahweh, Judah, and Israel, right? The book of Sirach, chapter 17. Let's see that verse number 10. Make that 17, 23 through 26, Mother's feet. Sirach chapter 17, verse 10, 17. 23 through 26. Let's see what's going on in Mother Z.
Sirach chapter 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23 through...
Verse number 17.
Chapter
Let's get a name on the table. Verse 17.
Oh, okay. So, Sirach.
23 verse 17. Let's get a name on the table.
23, 17.
Yep. 17, 20, 17, 17. Then we're going to drop down 23 to 26.
Okay.
Get a name before we move on down the road here.
Sirach, chapter 17, verse 17. Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
For in the division of the nations of the whole world.
Of the whole earth.
The whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
He set a ruler over every people.
But not only did Yahweh set a ruler to keep them away from him over Israel and Esau, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said there are other 15 nations as well. Is that right?
Right.
Go ahead, read on.
But Israel is the Yahweh's portion.
So the only one he allowed to get close to him was who?
Israel.
Israel. Let's see what he said to Israel in verse 23.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Afterward, he will rise up and reward them and
render their recompense
upon their head.
Verse 24, what do you do?
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
But unto them that repent.
Now he said, but unto them that do what?
Repent.
Repent, what did he do?
He granted them return and
comforted those that fail
in patience.
So he said, but unto them that repent, he granted them return, right? Now, in order to return means that you had to be there once before, right? That's the only way you can return any place. You have to have been there once before. And the only one that was there in the covenant was Yahweh, Judah, and Israel, right? So ain't no repentance on the table for the other 17 nations. Verse
25,
what
did
he say?
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Return unto the Yahweh.
He said return to Yahweh. If you weren't never with Yahweh, how can you return?
And forsake your sin.
Go ahead.
Make thy prayer before his face.
Mm-hmm.
And offend less.
Verse 26, what
did
he say?
Verse 26.
Huh?
Turn again to the Most High.
You mean that's what it means to repent? You gotta turn again to the Most High, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
trust always.
And when you turn away. What do you mean to repent, mother?
And turn away from sin, iniquity.
That's the definition of repent. You gotta return to Yahweh, right? You got to turn away from your sin, right?
Right.
That wouldn't mean to repent. Go ahead.
For he will lead lead you out of darkness into the light. Hell and hate thou abomination.
Vehemently. So we find out one more word of table, and then we're going to bring that young lion in, mother. Young lion, would you pick this up for me? Acts chapter 5:29-32. Let's see who need grant to return. Acts chapter 5:29-32. Young lion from the tribe of
Judah. The book of Acts chapter 5:29-32.
Yes, sir.
Verse 29 reads.
What do you read?
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we are to obey Yahweh rather than man.
And we is the Lord of the Southern Kingdom, right?
Verse 30.
Uh-huh.
The Yahweh of our father.
Yahweh of our father.
Raised up the Yahweh the Son.
Raised.
Whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31.
Yes, sir.
Him hath Yahweh exalted with his. Verse 31. Him hath Yahweh the Father exalted with his right hand to be a prince.
To be a prince.
And a savior.
A savior.
For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
So to repent means you got to return to the Most High. Like I say, if you never were there, how can you say you returned? So repentance is not on the table for the other 17 nations, right? It was only one nation that Yahweh chose, right? Verse 32, what do you say?
32. And we are his witnesses.
Now all these good big words here, our, we, us. Now we know it's pointing to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Go ahead, read on.
And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom Yahweh had given to them that obey him.
So Yahweh said that he raised up Yahweh the Son to be a prince and a savior, but to give repentance to Israel, the right of return. Like I say, the only way you can return anywhere, you have to have been there once before, right? And on that note, we're going to bring in that young man from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. Brother, young man from the tribe of Yahshua Judah, Brother Micaiah Israel of C.E. Roy, by saying, Hallelujah,
Yahshua.
Hallelujah, Yahshua. All right. That was real nice by our elder. We'll give our elder a hand clap. We're going to get the ball game rolling. We'll kick it off with Mother G.F. Israel from Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we at BOTTY, we believe that the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. So that's Mother Eve. We can tell over there in John chapter 16, verse 13.
John 16:13. Book of John, chapter 16, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of John, chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
Mm-hmm.
So the ministry spirit, when he comes, he ain't going to speak of himself. He gonna speak of the, he gonna come the spirit of truth. He gonna speak to you the truth, and he gonna show you all things to come. But that's the let me get a little bit breakdown about the truth, what the truth mean, Mother Z. Let me get John chapter 17, verse 17. We gonna put this truth on the table. I mean, put this find out what this truth is.
Yeah.
Let's find out what this truth is. John 17, 17.
John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Thy word is truth.
Okay, so he said in 13, he said, be the spirit of truth, go come. He will guide you into all truth. That's one thing we at BOTT are all about, is truth. He want to make sure we follow the rules and courses into all this truth.
Hallelujah.
So let's add a little bit more to this truth and find out something else about this truth. So what he had to say over there in John chapter 14, verse 26, Mother D.F. Israel.
John 14, 26.
Yeah, we're going to thank John. We're going to chapter 14, verse 26. And let's get some of this word in to find out about some of this truth.
Thank John chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
But the Comforter,
mm-hmm.
which is the righteous spirit,
mm-hmm.
whom the Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance,
mm-hmm.
whatsoever I have said unto you.
So let's find out what Yahuwah the Son had to say to us, that this ministering spirit is going to bring all things back to our truth. So let's go over there and let's look at Malachi. Let's go to chapter 4 and verse 4, Mother Eve.
Malachi
4:4. Yes, ma'am. Malachi. Yeah, we're on Malachi. We're on chapter 4. We're on verse 4.
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember you the law of Moses,
mm-hmm.
my servant,
mm-hmm.
which I command unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment.
Mm-hmm. So he said in Horeb, he told us he gave us some statutes and some judgments, and he gave us the law that he told us to remember Moses, right? All right, let's see what he had to say over there. And, let's go to the book of Sirach. Sirach 28, verse 7. Mother Z. Let's see a precept going on in Sirach chapter 28, verse 7. He just told us to remember the law of Moses, right? He wanted to do a little remembrance here. So let's see, can we get a precept to back us up? In Sirach 28, verse 7, Mother Z. We want the book of Sirach. We want chapter 28, and we want verse 7.
Sirach, chapter 28, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7. Remember the Torah instructions and bear no malice to thy neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the covenant of the highest and wake at ignorance.
Yeah. So we come to find out that he tells us to remember the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, the first five books of the Bible. And he told us don't bear no malice to your neighbor. So that's matter of fact, let me get a precept on that neighbor real quick. We'll go over there in Leviticus, Mother D.F. Israel. Let me take a peek over here. I think it's somewhere around 17, 19. We'll pick it up. Yeah, we'll pick it around chapter 17. Let's pick it up at 19, 17. Let's pick it up in Leviticus. And we're going to read, give me verse, Leviticus chapter 19, give me 1. And then we're going to drop down, we're going to read verse 17, verse 18.
Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1,
mm-hmm.
17 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
mm-hmm. What did he say?
Verse 17. You shall not hate your brother.
Shouldn't hate your brother.
In thy mind.
In your mind.
You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor,
mm-hmm.
and not suffer sin.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. You shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people.
And who's the children of your people? Read me verse 2. Who are you talking to right here?
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel and say unto them, you shall be righteous, For I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous.
Let's get a precept on righteous. He said, be righteous, for I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous. But let's get a precept on righteous, Mother Z. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, give us verse 25. We'll put a precept on righteous, because he said, be righteous, Israel. So we turn Israel to be righteous.
Yeah.
But let's find out what this righteous is that we can read. Going to the book of Deuteronomy. We want verse, we want chapter 6, and we want verse 25. And Mother E. Bagger, Mother Z up with, we'll go over there to that Romans chapter 7, give me verse 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So when he's talking about be righteous, for I am righteous, Yahweh was telling us, the children of Israel, that we have to do the first five books of the Bible. That's the only way that we can be righteous in the eyesight of Yahweh. So let's get a precept to that Mother East about this righteous. Well, we can read that he told us something else about this righteous. In the book of Romans chapter 7, what do you say in verse 12?
The book of Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore the law is righteous,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and the commandments righteous,
mm-hmm.
and just and good.
So we come to find out that this law is our righteousness that we have to continue to do.
Yeah.
We also come to find out when he said in the book of Sirach chapter, what would it be, 27 verse 7, when he tells us, remember the Torah by instructions, but he also said, I have no malice to your neighbor. We come to find out that what you got to remember who your neighbor is the children of Israel.
Right.
So your brother and your sister, he can have no malice to, towards your neighbors, the children of Israel. But let's see what else he had to say about doing a little remembrance here. So we can go back on this, what else we need to remember, right? We just read Sirach. So let's go over there to the book of Exodus. Yeah.
Do Romans 10 and 3 go with that?
What did it say, Mother Z? What did it say?
Well, for you being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish thy own righteousness, having not submitted thyself unto the righteousness of Yahweh.
So he didn't point out the righteousness being a Torah instruction. But he said, for you being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. So he's saying that they didn't know the Torah instructions. So we come to find out that righteousness is the first five books of the Bible. So if you're ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness, then you're ignorant of not knowing the first five books of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to pick it back up. Let's go into the Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Let's see what else he wanted to remember.
Exodus
what? We're going to Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to verse 8. And let's see, before we do that, before we read that, let's go over there. Mother Jean of Israel, give me that Leviticus 26. We're going to pick it up at verse 42. And we're going to do a little read down to 46. Yeah, read. Really, make it Leviticus chapter 26. Give me 42 down to 46. And we're going to do a find out a little bit more about this remembrance. Remember, we got to find out something we got to remember inside of he said, remember inside the law of Moses. Let's see what else he had to say about some remembrance. He told us to remember the law, right? So let's see what he had to say inside of the law in Leviticus 26, 42 down to 46, Mother D.F. Israel.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42 to 46.
Yes, ma'am.
Then will I remember my covenant with Israel.
So Yahweh said he'll remember his covenant with Israel, right?
Yeah.
But before you read any father, Mother D. F. Israel, let's see what he had to say in the book of Judges, Mother E. Give me Judges chapter 2. And give me matter of fact, we'll hold that. Knock that out for me, give me that Judges chapter 2. Give me verse 1. 2 and verse 3.
Judges chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Judges chapter 2, verse 1.
Yeah, we're on verse 1. And then give me verse 2 and verse 3. Because he said that I will remember my covenant with Israel. So we want to make sure... What do you have to say in Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3?
Judges chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 1. And the minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Boshan and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt
mm-hmm.
and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
I will
never break my covenant with you.
So he told me, Yahweh said, I will never break my covenant with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have to say in verse 2?
Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land.
Yeah, he said, make no leagues with the inhabitants of the land, the mother nations. What does he say?
You shall throw down their altars.
Throw down the altars in your mind.
But you have not obeyed my voice.
So we do no obeying of the voice of Yahweh. So what do you say when you don't obey his voice?
What have you to do this? Why have you done this?
Why have you done this, Israel?
Verse 3. Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you.
Mm-hmm.
But they shall be as thorns in your side,
mm-hmm.
and their Yahweh shall be as snares in you.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh said, why have you done this, though, Israel? So now we got thorns in our sides and snares that's unto us from these other nations because we didn't want to do right by Yahweh.
Right.
But let's see what he has to say. And we're coming back to you now, Mother D.F. Israel. And pick it up at verse 40 down to 46. So remember, we just come to find out, he told us to remember the laws of Moses, right? And then we just got another reading. I said, hey, I never break my covenant with you.
Right.
You done something wrong. You ain't throwing down no altars in the mind. So we got to throw down some altars in the mind. But so being false Yahweh is going to be no snare to us no more.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out what's going on remember it going on in verse 40, Leviticus 26, verse 40.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 40 to 46.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 40. And they shall confess their sins and the sins of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me. And that also they have walked contrary unto me. Verse 41. And that I also have walked contrary unto them.
Oh, so Yahweh, I say, hey, you walk contrary to me, because you trespass against me. I'm going to walk contrary to you.
And have brought them into the land of their enemies.
So Yahweh, I say, I'm going to bring you to the land of your enemies for walking contrary to them.
And then their uncircumcised minds be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their sin, verse 42. Then will I remember my covenant with Israel.
They didn't say he'll remember his covenant with Israel. When we stop being contrary to him first, when we humble our minds, and we accept the punishment of the sins of our fathers, say they didn't even remember some covenant going on. What did she say? They made with Israel and the covenant with Isaac. She read much.
And also my covenant with Isaac. And also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land. Verse 3. The land also shall be left of them and shall endure her sight while she lies desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their sins because they despise my judgment and because their souls are hard my statutes.
Now he said this all this going on is because of what, mother? What was the word he used, that big old word he used? We in this situation because we did what? And what do you call that when we don't do that? It's a word he used in that same verse. He said sin. He said because we have sin, we in this position. So let's find out what sin is. Mother of thee, 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4. We're going to find out, we're going to put on the table what sin is so we can get understanding to the natural artist when he said we sin. What we do when we sin? What is sin, Mother of thee?
1 John chapter
3,
verse
3
and
4. Yes, ma'am.
1 John chapter 3. Verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgress also the Torah instruction.
So when you sin, you have transgressed the first five books of the Bible. So, Yahweh said we have sinned against him. We have transgressed, we violated the first five books of the Bible. I mean, we didn't do our part, right? So he sent us around to our enemies and now look at us right now, right? Because of sin. Pick it back up where you left off at Mother D.
Verse 24. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away. Neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them. For I am Yahweh, their Yahweh. But I will, for their sake, remember the covenant of their father, whom I draw forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nation, that I might be their Yahweh, I am Yahweh. Verse 46. These are the statutes and judgments and for instruction which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
So we come and find out that Yahweh said he did some fighting against us, right? But I'm looking for a precept to that. Let me see. Can you run back and read that for me, Mother G. That's Israel? I think that was around verse 45.
But I will, for their sake, remember the covenant of their father, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nation, that I might be their Yahweh. I am Yahweh.
Well, come back to 44. That's the one I was looking for. Hey, Elder, if you can recall, it's the first thing I'm looking for. I think it's around Jeremiah. He said something about he would go do a little whipping on us. You can bring that back, Mother D.F. Israel. Bring that back for me. Yes, ma'am. Bring me that verse on the top. What was that, 40?
21:0-6.
We got one. And it's dead. Yeah, bring that back for me, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to give you that verse 44.
Verse 44, Leviticus 26, 44.
Mm-hmm.
And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I hoard them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them.
So Yahweh said he was going to be the one to put us among our enemies and he was going to do some things to us, right? Mm-hmm. And let that clearly be known. But let's see, can we bag that up and see what he has to say in the book of Jeremiah? We're going to verse 4. Pick up that verse 4 of Mother E. We want Jeremiah, give me chapter 21, and we want verse 4. 5 and verse 6.
Jeremiah 21, verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 21, verses 4, 5, and 6. Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 4.
Yeah, bring it all the way down to verse 8, Mother.
I'll wait to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 4 through 8. Verse 4. Thus said the Yahweh of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapon of war that are in your hand. Where will you fight against the king of Babylon, and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them unto the midst of this city. Verse 5, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand. And with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath.
So just so we can get the things understood here, it ain't the other nations that put the beating on us. Mm-hmm. It's Yahweh that put the beating on us.
Yes.
We want to make that known clear here so that for all the other nations get a very clear understanding. We read our book, we know for a fact that this coming from Yahweh saying he put the whipping on us because we stand against him. What you read, Mother?
Because, you're right. So what is written in 17:13? The other nation is what to Yahweh on you? What is it in 17:13?
What is that, Mother G of Israel?
Psalms chapter 17, verse 13. Arise, O Yahuwah, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked.
From who?
From the wicked.
Let's see what wicked is.
Which is your sword.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wait a minute. He cried with a great and exceedingly bitter cry.
I got to cut in a little bit because I want to point out these things. So now we got Esau, right? Mm-hmm. We got this weird man over here. Hey, these words of his father. And he is, he started poo-pooing and ha-ha, right? Mm-hmm. They wanted to sell everything for the food. Now, he's just poo-pooing and ha-ha. He did it with a bitter cry. So this was some hard crying he was doing, but he was bitter at it.
Yeah.
When he crying, there wasn't no cry of joy. It was some bitter crying. So you know it's evil in the midst of this.
Yeah.
Continue to read.
And said unto his father.
He got some words he wanted to say to his father, this bitter crying. What did he say to him?
Bless me.
Now, he said, now listen to the word. He asked for a blessing.
Even me also. Oh, my father.
Okay, so the blessing, he said, Father, give me a little blessing, man. I'm just bitter crying I'm doing. 35.
Verse 35. And he said, your brother came with fertility.
Fertility, yes, ma'am.
And have church.
And he had taken
away your blessing.
That's good. I'm gonna speak on Judah on this half when they have taken away your blessing. That Judah, everybody in there, the whole planet, we knew about taking away something. Now you know this fit our description all the way. We came and got that blessing, and we ain't standing on it. That's something, right? What else he had to say, Mother? Because Judah ain't standing on this blessing that we took.
Verse 36, and he said, is not he righteous?
Righteous name.
Is he not righteous name Jacob?
So he said, this guy's name, my brother name, Jacob. What he said his name means.
But he has supplanted me these two things.
Two times he got supplanted. Yeah, he said two times, man, he said my brother is a dope to me.
He said something.
Yeah, he lying.
He took away my birthright.
And gave it to him.
And behold, now he has taken away my blessing.
Now, that was ours too, though, but we bust a little move in that. Yeah, why had to get a little crafty with him on that one.
And he said, has thou not reserved a blessing for me?
Now the good blessing, we got the blessing. Now here he is with this bitterness inside of his mind. Mm-hmm. Hooping and hollering and bitter crying, right? About a blessing that he said that we took from him. Let's find out what his blessing is that he's asking for, right? So what did he say in verse 37, Mother Gale, of this world?
And Isaac answered and said unto Esau.
So now our father's speaking now. What our father has to say to his son?
Behold.
He made him Yahuwah. And what else?
And all his brothers have I given to him for
servants. Oh! So he made Jacob at this time. He made Jacob Yahuwah, and all his brothers have I given to him for servants. The man that our father, Isaac, just checked his son and said, man, he got right now. This time coming over. And he said, hey, all the servants of his brother, which is 17 nations on earth, comes to his servants. Continue to read, Mother D.F. this word. So we know we got the servants on the table. And we know we got, well, that's our father. So what else he say to Esau about Jacob?
Yes, ma'am.
And with corn.
Corn.
And wine.
And wine.
Have I sustained him?
Mm-hmm.
And what shall I do now to you, my son?
So we got the blessing of the corn, and he gave the blessing of the wine. He said the corn sustained us, right? Hey, sir. Well, hey, look. Yeah, and then, can you help me out with the scripture about something that can stand up? Is it Exodus?
Yeah.
We want to get a little description about this corn that we have received. It's good to find out, and we got to make sure we know about our blessing with this corn. Because since I was banking corn my whole life coming up. But every time I heard these old traditions that Esau and his five sons always had something to say about corn. They tell me corn ain't nothing good for you. We go to Mother Z, give me Isaiah 62:8.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
The Yahweh has spoke by his right hand and by the arms of his strength. Surely I will no more give you corn to be meals for thou enemy and the sons of the stranger shall not drink the wine of the that which thus has labored.
So he just let us know that we had this corn at a point in time, but this corn started going another direction because our sinful ways. But what do you say, Mother Eve, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm looking for that stand. I'm just trying to see can I get that. Hallelujah. Well, and Mother D, if this way, you give me that Deuteronomy 23:25. So Mother Z, give me that, Mother E, come with that Zechariah. Hold the spot, Mother D, if this way. We're coming back to that agenda. All right. We're going to Deuteronomy 23, verse 25. Read over there, Mother
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
For how great is his goodness,
mm-hmm.
and how great is his beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Corn shall make the young man cheerful.
Corn shall make the young man cheerful, uh-huh.
And new wine the maiden.
Mm-hmm. And he said new wine and what?
And new wine to make. M-A-D-S. Make.
Hallelujah. So Yahweh just let us know that as we was reading in the book of Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17, he said, the corn should make the young man cheerful. And the new wine the make. So Let's find out what the cheerful got anything to do with the cheerful. How cheerful can we get for the young man with this corn? What do we read, Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 25, about this corn?
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am. Let's find out about our blessing.
When thou camest into
Into the what type of corn?
Standing corn.
Mm-hmm.
Of the neighbor. Then thou mayest pluck the ears with thy hand. But thou shalt not move unto your neighbor standing
corn. Yeah, so this standing corn, what do you call it? Standing corn. So this corn is a standing corn for us. It's a blood purifier. It's going to have your body going, get your blood going. So if you're looking for something, you're blessing Israel, you want to know what to put in your body, go do something, put that standing corn in your body. Remember, he said he done blessed Jacob, who name changed to Israel, with the wine, but he also said that corn, that's what's going to sustain us. So you want to be sustained. Anybody looking for being sustained in the chosen Israel, get your blessing, get your corn.
You go to distance.
How you stand up.
That's right.
You got that corn growing on up out there this, over the sea. We see it standing on up.
I'm real pleased with you, my better half.
Hallelujah, I won.
Hallelujah,
I won. You know, pick it back up. We just got to learn about our corn that it's been given to us to sustain us, right?
Absolutely.
But let's see what else he has to say to Esau. Remember, we're trying to find out about this war. Don't forget, we've been reading about this war. We're just trying to find out a quick rundown about this war. We're going back to find out what we need to do to remember it about this day. So let's pick it back up about this war, Mother D.F. Israel. You know, just got done finished up at 38.
I mean
37. Just finished up at 37 about this corn. Now we were going over to 38 now.
Genesis 27,
verse 38.
Mm-hmm. And Esau said unto his father,
27.
Has you got one
to back? Now, they said, be careful what you ask for now.
Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Now he's still hollering and doing all this big crying. Now what happened when his father looked at him, just looked at his son and all this big crying? What do you say to him?
39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him.
Now watch the pity, man. Watch the pity that's come out on.
Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of
the
earth.
Now, who wants the fatness of the earth? Mm-hmm. What do you say?
And of the
jewel
of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
From the book.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. And by your sword shall you live.
By your what you shall live?
By the sword you shall live.
Yeah, I might put some more of this up too a little bit later on with the savage. What does he say about this?
And shall serve your brother.
Your service brother,
And it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off your neck.
Mm-hmm. So when he gets the dominion, he gonna break his yoke from off her neck by sticking that sword inside of her.
And when did that happen?
Then Jehoram went forth with his prince and all his chariots with him. And he rose up by night and smoothed the Edomites, which compassed him in and the captain of the...
Who is Edomite?
Esau.
Okay. Good.
And the captains of the chariots. Verse 10. So the Edomites, Esau and his grandchildren, on high. So the Edomites, Esau and his five sons revolved from under the hand, revoked it from under the hand of Yahweh Judah unto this day.
Yeah. So you mean, once upon a time ago, we had them upon our hand?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if nobody been up there waiting on one.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time ago, that we had them up on our hand, and that prophecy from that time to here, and this one they revoked it, and got them out from under since 850 BC. Mm-hmm. That's when they went around trying to look for a step over them, and they went up north.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them went up north to start jumping J-Bag. That's when they revoked it. They revoked out from under Judah, and then they started heading north. A lot of them headed that way, but that's when they found them. Look at 850 BC. Revoked against Judah, and they went over there and jumped the Jephthah people to this day.
Okay.
We just come to find out that definitely broke from off the yoke from off our neck. Off their neck. They got the yoke broke from off their neck.
Yeah.
But let's go back and find out a little bit about this remembrance since we come to find out that this war. Did you finish that month?
No, I didn't.
Okay, knock it out.
The same time also did Lebanon revolve from under his hand because he had forsaken the Yahweh of his father.
So we'll always get us caught up into what caused us, other people, to start living up
there. Oh, we turn away from that. Oh, revolve from under his hand.
We got out from under the hand of Yahweh, and that's always open our doors to get work.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we get out from under Yahweh, that book of no way, we always come up with a short end. We got to don't do nothing unless our Yahweh is present. If we get in a relationship, ain't no Yahweh. And when things happen, you want what happened? You got my money up on and these doors be open for you.
All right. We're coming back over there to that, just kind of finding out that Esau had broke the yoke of he broke his yoke from off, we don't have our necks on Esau.
Mm-hmm. Verse 22. He said,
And they that work by me, he shall not do amiss. Verse 23. All those things, the book of the covenant of the Most High Yahweh, even the law which Moses commanded for a heritage.
So when we got our Torah instructions, it was for an inheritance unto the congregation of Israel. So when we got to remember our Torah instructions, that this is our heritage. It's something that we received from Yahweh. He also told us on 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 48, Mother Eve.
What was the last verse you did have to read?
That was Sirach chapter 24, verse, that was 23, the last one. 22 and 23, but 23 is the last, exact last we got to read. 22 and 23.
What's that? Sirach 24.
Now, go on chapter 8. You want verses 1 Kings chapter 8. What? 28, Monkey?
15, chapter 8, verse 8.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Kings chapter 8. Give me verse...
Verse 8.
Give me verse 48.
Verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me get there.
1
Kings chapter
8. Yeah, remember, he told us we got to remember the Torah instructions of Yahweh, right? I mean, yeah, Torah instructions of Moses came from Yahweh, right? And we come to find out that... inside, he also told us that we got to do the laws of Moses, right? So what did he say in 1 Kings chapter 8? We want verse, give me 47 and verse 48.
Okay. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 47 and verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 47. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 47. Yet, if they shall be faint themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive.
So let me cut in real quick, Mother E. So Yahweh said we got to be faint ourselves. So that means this thing got to start in the mind. That means the things have to come back to your remembrance. That's what we have to do. So Yahweh put it on us. He didn't say, I'm going to drop something on you and put you on some type of something that people think got to happen. He said, we got something to do. So let's say, what did he say, Mother E? Let me say that out.
And repent and make supplication
unto
thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversion.
Mm-hmm.
We have committed wickedness. 48. And so return unto thee with all their mind and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee towards their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thus has chosen, family which I have built for their name,
mm-hmm.
and the temple which mm-hmm. I have built for their name.
So Yahweh, you just come to find out that we did some wrong to Yahweh, but we got to rethink ourselves and remember the Torah instructions in the land that we in and do some repentance. It's the things that we got to do now as well. We've been charged to do this bull's dick right here. But let's see what's in the Torah instructions that we need to remember. How we can get started. Let's go to the book of Exodus. Mother Z, give me Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. And let's see what we have to bethink ourselves about. Remember, he said, bethink yourself. So let's find out what he had to say in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous.
So you got to remember the Sabbath day and you have to keep it righteous. Can you read?
Okay, verse 9.
Yeah, verse 9.
Verse 9. 6 days.